Cardiff. This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. It's Ben. Hi, Amy.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for calling me back so quickly. Doing well. I just wanted to ask you a quick question. I know we had talked a few weeks ago, and wanted to find out what your goal is as far as a dollar amount before I get started here.
Did you receive everything I sent you?
I received quite a few emails. I believe I have everything. I haven't started digging into it yet. So I wanted to kind of write some notes for myself before I started kind of underwriting.
Okay. Dollar amount. $800,000.
Okay. Sounds good. And what is the use of funds?
Working capital.
But for what? What are you going to do with it?
Growth.
Okay. And is there one large project, or is there a couple new contracts that came about, or marketing, or?
TBS, that company that I send you. I send you two companies, Service Staffing and TBS. TBS is the one that has the contracts with Amazon, and that's the one that's grown from $300,000 a month in January of this year to $3 million a month August of this year. And that company needs capital for growth, including getting vehicles, buying vehicles, training and investment into the growth, basically.
Okay. Now, do you want more of a standard longer-term loan for the vehicles and equipment? Because that, you know, you can go out 5-6 years on collateral-based lending, such as vehicles or any other equipment you guys may need, whereas, you know, in the working capital, typically we're looking 2, maybe 3 years max.
Yeah, I'm hoping working capital 3 years, I can answer the vehicle question, because right now what we're doing is we lease the vehicles. We don't purchase them. But there may be, do you guys finance down payments on vehicles? I mean, would that qualify, down payment on vehicles, would that qualify no, you would have to have a lien on the vehicles, huh?
Correct.
No, it won't work like that.
Now, you're talking about leasing them from the dealerships, like a typical vehicle lease, with a big residual at the end, and you give them back at the end of the term type thing?
Yeah, or keep them. We got open-end leases. That's what we're doing. Open-end leases where we can either turn them in or keep them at the end of the lease.
Are those through the dealership, or are those through somebody else?
No, those are through leasing companies.
Okay. Now, we're a commercial bank, so we offer that stuff as well.
Right.
So if you're, you know, if you are looking for down payments for the lease itself, I would suggest just using us. Now, is there a reason for the lease as opposed to a loan? Because what we typically like to do nowadays, you know, I've been doing equipment financing for 16 years.
Uh-huh.
It's very rare that I do a lease anymore. And the reason being is you get the same tax incentives for a loan that you do on a lease nowadays, whereas, you know, 10 years ago, leasing was the best way to get your tax incentives.
Yeah.
But that's not the case anymore.
No,
and the downside to a lease is that if you guys decided, you know, let's say you do a 5-year lease, year three, you know, you wanted to upgrade or you wanted to trade in or sell some of your trucks or the vehicles or any equipment that you were leasing, in year three, if you have a 5-year note, you still have to make all 60 payments. You don't save any money for paying it off early. If you tried to sell it or get rid of it, same situation. Whereas on a loan, you're going to get, you know, a big discount with, you know, essentially a principal payoff. So that's what I would suggest, unless there's a specific reason that you're looking into, you know, writing a lease instead of a loan on those.
I gotta think about that. It's a because we've always leased, so let's see.
Who do you go through on those?
If we need, we go through Enterprise Leasing and Donlen Leasing.
Okay.
They're fleet leasing companies. Let me see. 100 times 20,000. Yeah, we need too many vehicles in order to lease them, because I mean to buy them.
What do you mean?
The amount is too high. For example,
well, this would be separate from the working capital.
Oh, okay.
Completely separate. There are two separate departments here.
I see.
One doesn't take away from the other. Your working capital loan is all going to be based off of your checking account statements.
Gotcha.
So we can get you $800,000 or $1 million in working capital, and completely separate from, you know, the trucks and trailers or anything else that you're looking to purchase, as far as equipment-backed financing.
Okay, well,
financing.
Let's do this. I will have to talk to my I'm the CEO. I need to talk to my COO, which is the operating officer, and he's more involved in the leases and so on and so forth. I'll have to talk to him about that.
Okay.
And we'll do some calculations and then what would be the interest rate on collateralized loans?
It varies. I mean, I would need to, once I look at credit and business credit, you know, it could be as low as 4%. It just really depends. There's a few different factors.
Okay. All right. Let's do this working capital thing first. And then, meanwhile, I'll talk to him, and he's gone for the day, and I don't know where he's going to be this week. He travels a lot, but let's get the working capital done, and then get the process started, and then I'll talk to him, and if that makes sense, we'll go through you. It doesn't matter to us.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, no. No rush. I just I try to cover these
no,
kind
I,
of
I,
cover everything up front, so we kind of know the whole big picture.
Yeah, I never thought about buying the vehicles. It was when you mentioned it was brand new to me.
So, yeah, I mean, your payment's going to be the same. You know, it's not like your payment's going to be higher because you're getting a loan. You just don't have to worry about that residual, you know, on the back end coming to bite you.
Yeah. The good thing about the lease is we can turn it in at any time. It's an open-end lease.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 6 months, we can turn them in, and they will these leasing companies will sell the vehicles for us, just in case we need to turn them in early.
Sure. Now, have you done that before? Is that something that you guys normally do?
No. But it's just in case.
Sure.
But there's a lot to consider. As a matter of fact, I'm right in the midst of leasing more vehicles. So you're mentioning the the option of buying them is timely. So I will definitely discuss it with the partner and get back to you on that.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Good deal. Now, on the working capital, let's. I know we talked about 2 or 3 years before, and I would like to go 3 years will lower the payment, correct?
As opposed to 2 years?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, the lower the payment, the better.
Okay.
And then please go through everything I sent you. Okay, let me explain the stuff I sent you. I sent you two companies. We have like seven companies. It's a group of companies. But I didn't want to send you all of them because that would confuse the heck out of everyone over there. So I sent you one big one that does like $14 million a year for the past 15 years. That's called Service Staffing. It's a staffing company. And one that has extremely high growth, which is TBS, and that's the one that I explained to you. It went from January depositing $300,000 a month to August depositing $3 million a month. Now, if that's not high enough growth for you guys, I don't know what is.
No, that's great.
So I send you both stability and size with one company and growth with our other company. They're both under the same ownership, common ownership. So they're both basically the same company, just different EIN numbers. Different names, different EIN numbers. They do different types of work. TBS is a transportation company. Service Staffing is a staffing company. And I send you bank statements for both and tax returns for both. And the tax returns are recent, 2015. And they're positive. They're not negative, the tax returns. They show positive income.
Perfect. Okay.
Small, very small, but positive income. But that's after all the deductions we've taken. So it would have been a lot higher on the tax return, but we've taken a lot of deductions. And,
sounds good.
But it's positive, and that's it. That's what you asked for. I've sent them to you. Now, they're in three emails. Two of them are bank statements that I've just forwarded. Someone sent them to me, and I forwarded them to you. So two of them are one Service Staffing's bank statements, one is TBS's bank statements, and then the other email has the tax returns and the applications that are filled out for both companies.
Perfect.
So if you want to divide them up, divide up the $800,000 between the two companies, $400,000 apiece. Or you want to do one for one, I don't care how.
Okay.
How long does this process, your advertisement says 48 hours. How long does it take?
Yeah, I should be able to get some back. This is, you know, it's a little bit larger. I think that's based off $250,000.
Okay.
But I'll at least have some feedback by Friday.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
And I'll get started on it as soon as we get off the phone.
Good deal. And then how long until funding after that?
Once we have numbers and we go over, typically we give you more than one option. So you would just need to decide, you know, which option you want to go with as far as terms.
Yeah.
From there, it takes us just a few hours to get documents, usually same day unless it's, you know, 3 or 4 p.m. Documents are emailed to you. They're signed, sent back via email. And typically funding is within 24 hours of that. So, you know, it could be a week, could be, you know,
less than
7 days. It just kind of depends on how fast stuff goes back and forth.
Okay. Sounds good.
But, yeah, I mean, I'd like to, and it sounds like you guys are, this is kind of an urgent situation, so I don't see any reason why we can't get this wrapped up before the end of the month.
That's fantastic. It's not that urgent, but... I'm just a very, very busy guy.
I understand.
The quicker I get it off the desk, the better.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's really the key. You know, as long as everybody can make, you know, the time to kind of get things back and forth, it'll move fast.
Okay, fantastic.
All right, well, thank you again so much for the call back, and I'm going to get started on this right away.
Good deal. Thanks very much.
You got it. Thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.